Well, if somebody's under threat of deportation, it's typically because they're undocumented and there's nothing really that you can do to help them towards citizenship. We have been doing trainings called Know Your Rights trainings. These are trainings where people learn what their right is not to allow ICE to come into their homes. You know, ICE will often show up at somebody's home. They will not have a judicial warrant allowing them to enter the home. They'll simply have an administrative order issued by somebody else in ICE. They will tell people, I have an order to come into your house. And we have said to people, just don't open the door. If they actually have the judicial order, they'll smash your door down and arrest you. But if they don't, they'll go away. So really, the only thing you're losing is your door if you don't let them in. We also work with folks because a lot of parents are afraid of what's going to happen to their children if they get arrested and deported. We've been helping them prepare paperwork that would allow them to transfer the custody of their child to a family member or a close friend, as well as power of attorney that allows the friend to gain access to their finances, although frankly that's not all that useful because very few of them have any significant financial assets. But it is important for the children because the children are typically U.S. born. They're often United States citizens or permanent residents, and the parent is worried that they're going to wind up in the custody of the state and they'll never see them again if a friend is not able to take custody of them. Temporary protective status is actually a law that I participated in passing back in 1991, and we know that refugee status or political asylum is a fairly difficult process for people to go through. And even people who might be killed in their homeland often don't qualify for asylum because the persecution is not on account of race, religion, nationality, or political opinion. What we were working on back in the late 1980s, and which passed in 1991, was something called temporary protective status. Temporary protective status allows the president to designate a country as either having a war, a severe persecution situation, or a natural disaster, and then suspends the deportation of people from that country and allows them to work legally in the United States. It doesn't allow people to come in, but it's essentially for people who might be here as students, might be undocumented immigrants, might be here even as tourists. You know, we could think of the Haiti situation. We have an earthquake in Haiti. It kills 300,000 people. Should we be deporting people back to that situation? And President Obama decided that he would not, and so he granted the Haitians TPS. There are about 58,000 Haitians who applied for that program. Now, so by the time this tape is ready, the president will have made a decision, but there were indications last week that he's going to withdraw that status from the Haitians, and that would leave 58,000 people. They would get a six-month extension of their work permits, and then they'd be expected to go back to Haiti. And if they didn't leave, they would presumably be hunted down and deported. It's worrisome for us because of the danger it puts the Haitians in, but we also have renewals coming up for Syrian temporary protective status that was granted by the Obama administration because of the severe hardship of the civil war and the persecution in Syria. Later this year, we have large numbers of Long Islanders from El Salvador who may lose their status, as well as from Honduras and Nicaragua. So it's something we're watching very closely because it is not political asylum, and these are not people who are designated as refugees, but they're typically people who are coming from refugee-like situations. The options are not great for these folks. We only have a small number of Haitian clients here on Long Island. Haitians tend to be concentrated in Brooklyn and in Miami. But what we're doing in terms of the Salvadorans and the Hondurans is we're bringing them in to do screening to see if they have other alternative relief that's available. So some of them may have married U.S. citizens. Some of them may have children who were born in this country who are now 21 years of age. And we're looking to see if those individuals could get a green card in some other way. For other people, there's likely going to be nothing that can be done for them. In the case of the Hondurans, they've been living legally in the United States for 18 years. and they will suddenly lose their legal status. So we will have, if these withdrawals of TPS actually go through, we may literally have close to 400,000 people become undocumented immigrants over the course of a year. So Donald Trump will actually be responsible for a large increase in the number of undocumented immigrants. We are working together with groups. I'm the executive vice chairman of the New York Immigration Coalition. The coalition is working on trying to keep TPS. The problem is the decision to extend TPS rests with the president. It's not with Congress. I think it was a little bit of a shock to some of the groups that TPS seems to be in danger right now, because it seemed like a fairly easy thing for the president to renew. Nobody is really paying much attention to it. His followers have never heard of it, you know. So it seemed like a silly thing for him to try to withdraw. But we are also working with the Salvadoran and Honduran networks, essentially, to try to bring some publicity to this. I mean, we really only found out this was in danger about a week ago. So we are going to try to bring attention to it. I spoke with our two local Congress people about this. So it's something that we're working on, but unfortunately, unlike a new law, it's not subject to the same political pressures that other matters would be. It's really the president, and as we all know, the president does not seem to follow normal political considerations. I think what's going to be important in defending this is going to be going to businesses, because almost everybody who has TPS works. And many times they work for large companies like McDonald's, Burger King, places like that. Again, a typical Republican president would respond to some of these corporate interests. We're not sure that Donald Trump really sees the corporations as the type of constituency that a George Bush would have seen them.